وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين to all your beautiful duas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you in rank, مولانا سليم صاحب. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا تعبدوا إلا الله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, Munna Rumi today is sharing a story with us on the very, very basics of Iman, in which he's giving us a story of a 2-month-old baby conversing and talking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a non-Muslim once with a 2-month-old baby came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to test the Prophet of Allah. Before the mother could even put a question to him, the small 2-month-old baby said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "O Messenger of Allah, peace be upon you, we have come into your presence." So the mother of the child became angry and said to the child, "Beware and remain silent. Who has put this testimony in your ears for you to utter?" So the child replied, "O my mother, do you not see above your head? Look above your head and see. O mother, above your head is the angel Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. He is to me the embodiment of numerous proofs. Do you see him? Quickly say yes. There above your head is the angel like the moon in its fullness." Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam was the angel delegated to bring wahi and revelation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this baby says, tells his mother, "The angel is teaching me the attributes, the qualities of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is protecting me and freeing me from the unclean knowledge of kufr and shirk, disbelief in polytheism." You know, in the Quran Majid, the shirk has been referred to as najas and impure. Innamal mushrikuna najas. You know, inna shirka la zulmun azim. You know, it is a great oppression, this ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon oneself. In the there are very, very various stories of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. In the initial stages, he focuses attention, you know, to the stars and then the moon and then the sun. And then he says that he worships, you know, the one who created the sun, the moon and the stars. Then you find that there are people in the world, you know, or even in the time of the pagan Arabs, who had worshipped idols. And the Quran Majid speaks about these stories. And the story of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is quite vivid and clear, that when his father, he grew up in a household in which they manufactured idols, and yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from the shirk, and he was guiding his father towards what was haq. And then he broke all the idols, you know, that were in the Kaaba Sharif. and he left the axe on the shoulder of one of the idols, you know. And when they inquired, and then they said that there is a youth, one of the youth, and his name is Ibrahim, he could be the only one responsible for this. So he told them, ask the big one, you know, who did it. Ask this idol. And the idol is unable to even speak. You know, it is unable, it gets so much offerings from the people, but is unable to even remove a fly from itself. You know, they are idols that are manufactured by the hands of people, and yet people turn to these idols carved out of rock and stone and worship these idols when it's just merely a rock and a stone, absolutely lifeless. You know, so it is beyond intellect. And here this child is now counting out miraculously. You know, this is the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Animals also spoke. Trees came walking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And here this baby is speaking. And he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting him and freeing him from unclean knowledge of the kufr and shirk, disbelief in polytheism. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O milk suckling babe, tell me what is your name and obey my commands. So the child replied, my name in Allah's sight is Abdul Aziz, the servant of the mighty. However, these disgraceful polytheists have named me Abdul Uzza. So these mushriks, you know, they have called me Abdul Uzza, I mean the servant of Uzza, Lat, Mana, and Uzza. You know, these were idols that were there at the Kaaba Sharif at that time. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّى وَمَنَاةَ الثَّالِثَةَ الْأُخْرَى. So it's mentioned in the Quran Majid. But I do not believe in the idol Uzza. I have no connection with him. Through the blessings of that being who sent you as a messenger, at that time such a fragrance was released from paradise which filled the minds of the mother and child. He whose guardian is Allah, even the birds and fish will protect him. Together with the child, even the mother embraced Islam. So the mother recited the kalima, the creed of faith, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and she became a Muslim. And this is the da'wah, the invitation that we should be carrying out to every person in the entire world, that there is none worthy of worship besides the one and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that our Nabi, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They came for the guidance of mankind approximately 124,000 anbiya, starting off with Nabi Adam alayhi salam. And they were all on the creed of Islam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, and Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, Noah, and like that, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, who was given divinity by the Christians and made to be the Son of God. These were all prophets. And the Quran Majid declares this very, very openly. And the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was our beloved Nabi, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-Iman, wa amitna ala al-Iman, wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'a al-Iman, ma'a al-muttaqina ma'a al-abrar. O Allah, keep us steadfast on Iman, and give us death on Iman, and wake us up in the year after in the group of the pious and the good people with Iman. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.